Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
One candidate for the Republican nomination for the presidency is very fond of Pella. Let's go in depth with Michelle Bachmann, Congresswoman from Minnesota.
Hi, this is Michelle. Is it Bob?
Yes, it is. Mrs. Bachmann, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to be with you on KRLS.
Well, great. Well, thanks for agreeing to speak with us and welcome. One of the things that I'd like to start off with, if it's okay, is just to ask you, what's the most important thing you'd like to say to the people of Marion County?
I would like to have people in the county know that as President of the United States, I have the background, knowledge, and expertise to focus on turning the economy around and creating millions of jobs as a tax lawyer and also as a private businesswoman. But also, during my time in the United States Congress, I have been the fighter and the champion to repeal Obamacare. And as President of the United States, I won't let any grass grow under my feet. I won't stop until we repeal Obamacare and get the country turned around.
Okay, and do you have a solution to the health care crisis? There's a lot of people without health care. Do you have any ideas that you would use to replace President Obama's plan?
I certainly do. What I would not do is what President Obama did. He has stolen over $500 billion out of Medicare. That's not going to help our senior citizens. What I want to be able to do is to get rid of the monopoly that insurance companies have in every state and allow every Iowan to buy any health insurance policy they want anywhere in the United States with no minimum requirements. And I want Iowans to be able to pay for that policy with their own tax-free money. Today, they can't do that. I want them to pay for it with their tax-free money, their co-pays, their deductibles, their pharmaceuticals, medical devices, anything that's related to health care. I want people to be able to pay for that with their own tax-free money and have true medical malpractice reform. That will address the cost issue. The big problem in health care is that it costs too much. And the best way to address that is to bring down the cost by letting people buy cheaper insurance policies, more affordable policies with tax-free money, and buy it in a way so that we aren't paying for a lot of extra hidden costs. That's a very good down payment on beginning to deal with the issues in health care.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Michelle Bachmann, Congresswoman from Minnesota. Well, let's move to the debates a little bit. There was one last night from when this interview is taking place. How do you think the debates are going?
I think fabulous. I think what we're starting to see happen is that the layers are getting peeled back on the candidates. It's very important that all of the candidates are vetted in this process so people can see who we are, what we're made of. Are we tough enough to deal with Barack Obama during those debates and take him on? I truly believe that Barack Obama will be a one-term president. I have no doubt. He has the lowest approval ratings of any president in modern times, and he hasn't gone to the bottom yet. His numbers will go lower. One thing that happens every 4 years for conservatives, we're told that we have to settle, that we have to elect or we have to nominate a moderate Republican or a compromised or a flawed candidate. That's not true in this election. We don't have to settle. This is an election when we can have a candidate who's a true constitutional conservative, who truly embraces and has practiced fiscal conservatism, national security, peace through strength policies, the Tea Party movement, which believes that we're taxed enough already. We should follow the Constitution, and government shouldn't spend more money than it brings in. And people who aren't a candidate who isn't ashamed of the social issues, of standing up and fighting for marriage is between one man and one woman, or standing for life, the fact that life is precious from conception until natural death. I stand for all of those things as a true constitutional conservative, and I am that package in this race as a nominee. I think that's why I won the Iowa straw poll, with my pro-growth message and the fact that I am a fiscal, social, national security, and Tea Party candidate. And that's what we need to hear now, because now this idea is starting to be put forward to Republicans and conservatives that we, once again, we have to settle in order to beat Obama. We should not listen to that. We don't have to settle. We can have it all in this race. And that's why this year, more than any other year, we need to get behind a candidate who's committed to turning the country around and repealing Obamacare. And I am.
Now, you mentioned the Ames straw poll, and you were at the top of the world, or at least at the top of the Republican Party after the Ames straw poll. Yet immediately, the media said it was a two-man race when Perry entered. How did that happen? Why do you think that came about? How did the media make that happen?
Well, the media likes to choose our candidates, don't they? And the media is immediately moving away from the constitutional conservative because, generally speaking, they don't want to see a true conservative in the position of being the nominee of the party. They would prefer to have a nominee that is either a moderate or a compromise candidate, because that would be a candidate that would be easier for Barack Obama to defeat. The voter wants to see a clear contrast between the Republican nominee and Barack Obama, because, again, Barack Obama's signature issue was Obamacare. And right now, the two governors that are considered the front runners, they both are compromised on health care. They both mandated health care for the citizens in their state. We can't have a compromised candidate on health care or a nominee that says they will issue an executive order to deal with Obamacare. An executive order won't even begin to touch Obamacare. We have to pull Obamacare out root and branch and actually repeal it. I understand that. We can't have a candidate who won't build a fence on our southern border. That's where we have a compromised candidate as one of our leading contenders who said it's idiocy to build a fence. I will build a fence. And we can't have a candidate who believes that you give taxpayer-subsidized benefits to illegal aliens or their children and continues to stand by and defend that stance. That's a compromised candidate. And we can't have a candidate that takes political donations from donors and then who makes decisions that will benefit those political donors. Barack Obama has done that, and we can't have that in a Republican nominee either. This year, of all years, we need to have a nominee that truly reflects our conservative values, particularly on life, marriage, fiscal issues, who isn't compromised with political donors and capital cronyism, and who will stand up for our men and women in the military, and who will protect United States sovereignty on our southern border. And I'll stand with Israel. I'm a strong supporter of Israel. I sit on the House Intelligence Committee. I deal with foreign policy issues every day. I will stand strong with our ally Israel, and I will stand against America's enemies, like a nuclear Iran.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Michelle Bachmann, Congresswoman from Minnesota. Now, you haven't said this. I haven't seen anywhere where you've said this, but another reason for the media anointing, saying this is a two-candidate race, came to my mind and others immediately, and that was, did sexism play a role? Do you think sexism played a role in that?
You know, it's hard for me to know if that is the case or not. I can't judge the thoughts and intentions of their heart. But I do know one thing. In Iowa, Iowans were happy to say that they would get behind a woman, because Iowans weren't looking at whether a person was a man or a woman candidate. Iowans were looking for a candidate who would be their voice and their champion, and someone who would go to the White House and carry the common sense values of Iowa. I know, because I was born and raised in Iowa. I'm a seventh generation Iowan, and I'm proud to be from Iowa. I tell people everywhere that I'm thrilled to be from Iowa. I think that it's important to have someone with that mindset and those values who won't compromise with all the business as usual in Washington. Again, I've been a fighter for 5 years on all these issues. If you want to talk about experience, my experience has been fighting the big government in Washington, D.C., fighting against illegal immigration, fighting against Obamacare, fighting against this tax code that's killing jobs across America. That's what people are looking for, a champion and a fighter. And again, races are a long haul. They're not just on a short-term basis. And I think based upon the, especially these last three debates, people are taking a much closer look at the measure of the candidates. They're seeing what we're made of. They're seeing whether we really are who we say we are. And I'm very confident that just like the people of Iowa took my measure and they said, we want Michelle Bachmann to be our voice in the White House, I'm very confident that as this race goes on, people will take their measure. And they'll see that I'm the person who will be the champion for the values and the principles that they believe in.
Well, I know you're very busy, but I have one last question for you. And that question relates to the fact that a lot of times after the debates, at least twice, the audience reaction to certain things has drawn a lot of attention. One was the booing of a hypothetical case of a hypothetical man that died when he didn't have health insurance. And then at the debate last night, the booing of a gay soldier. What were you thinking last night when you heard the booing of a gay soldier?
You know, I have to say I didn't hear that booing. I had heard booing of Governor Perry's comments when he was defending taxpayer subsidies of illegal immigration. I heard booing when Governor Perry was defending his decision to mandate that little 12-year-old girls be forced to have a sexually transmitted disease vaccination and took parental rights away from the girl's parents and gave them to a drug company that had given him political donations. I heard booing then, but I didn't hear booing on the other.
Okay. I listened to it, and I did hear that. Do you have any, even if you didn't hear it, do you have thoughts on the booing of it, of that man?
Yes. I believe that the military and the purpose of the military is to defend the United States of America. And for years, we've had the policy of don't ask, don't tell. That means that there just isn't a discussion about people's sexuality in the military. I think that our military is better off when we don't have open discussions like that. And I go along with and agree with the don't ask, don't tell policy.
Okay, but could you address the booing issue?
The booing issue?
Yeah.
Well, again, you heard it. I didn't hear it from my vantage point where I was standing on the stage. I don't know why it happened. It's just hard for me to comment because I didn't hear it. If I would have heard it, you know, it would have been a different thing. Maybe in the microphone it would have heard, but I just didn't hear it from where I was standing on the stage. It was a huge, huge auditorium. We must have had 5,500 people in that auditorium. So the acoustics in there were very different. And I'm sorry, I just didn't hear it.
That's okay. Do you have any thoughts, any final thoughts you'd like to share with the people of Marion County?
Well, I want you to know you have about the best bakery that I've ever been to in Pella, Iowa, and you have about the best meat market, too. I just love coming to Pella. When I was a little girl, my mother would come down to Pella quite often and visit for the Tulip Festival and come down just to visit friends and people that we had down there. And I just love that area. It is reflective of the very best of the United States. We're in Pella frequently. I'll be back in Iowa on Monday. I'll actually be campaigning for Cindy Golden, who's running as the Republican for the Senate seat in Cedar Rapids. So I can't wait to come back and help that Senate go Republican in Iowa because she stands for marriage between a man and a woman. She stands for a very strong pro-life position. And Cindy stands for a very strong fiscal conservative position in Iowa. I think she'll make a great state senator, and I look forward to coming back on Monday and campaigning for Cindy Golding.
Thank you very much for agreeing to spend some time with us.
Oh, sure. Thank you again. And it's always a thrill, Bob, to be on KRLS.
Thanks to Michelle Bachman for contributing to the program.
For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.